Every year, the Cary Institute for Global Good in rural Albany County serves as a refuge for noteworthy writers, journalists, and documentarians from around the globe. The Institute's Logan Nonfiction Program recently wrapped its first session of 2020 Fellows. I'm Jesse King, reporting for WAMC. If you wanted to tackle the world's problems, a 100-acre estate perched amid the Catskill Mountains might not be the first place you'd think to go. Rather, it seems like the ideal hideout to get away from it all. And yet, the Cary Institute in Rensselaerville has long brought the world to its doors through community forums, diplomatic conferences, and since 2015, the Logan Nonfiction Program. Program manager Carly Wilsey says the fellowship was founded by award-winning journalist and the Institute's vice chair, Josh Friedman.
After the shift to digital and when the traditional newsroom models were collapsing, he saw that there was this huge need to support long-form investigative journalists, and we happened to have this amazing campus that kind of provided the perfect setting for a residency.
Since then, the program has provided food, lodging, and professional workshops for more than 150 journalists tackling subjects ranging from World War II to the U.S. prison system. The latest session found fellows in every step of the writing process. Cuban journalist Julio Batista Rodriguez has been gathering research on seven coastal towns threatened by climate change in southwest Cuba. Due to rising sea levels, he says the villages, all rural fishing communities, must either move inland or slip underwater within the next half century.
The government must provide these people with a new ways of life, economic support, and psychological support. There's a huge change for these communities. They live just in front of the sea. They work in the sea.
Columbia University professor Judith Matloff, meanwhile, used the fellowship to finish her book, How to Drag a Body and Other Safety Tips You Hope to Never Need. A longtime conflict reporter, Matloff says the key to staying calm in any emergency is preparation.
The basis of the training that I do, as well as what is the basis of the book, if you prepare for the worst case scenario, if you can go there mentally, plan to mitigate that or to prepare for it, A, it's a lot less scary, and B, you're going to cope with it a lot better.
Wilsey says the Institute receives grant funding to shelter 6 endangered journalists a year, and Matloff recently led a workshop to help the fellows navigate any tense situations surrounding their projects. Matloff says HarperCollins pushed up her guide's release date to May 19th amid the coronavirus pandemic, making the retreat all the more important. She spent a lot of time clearing her head with hikes at nearby Ian Hike Preserve.
So for 2 hours, I kind of do the writing in my head. I come back, I work. If I need to be alone, I'll have my food in my room. And then the other fellows are just absolutely extraordinary. You know, we talk about our work over meals, so there's a sense of communion. You're also with extraordinarily intelligent people. I really cannot imagine a more perfect environment for a project like this. It's been an absolute gift.
Wilsey says over 20 books have resulted from the program, and listeners may recognize past fellows, including American prison author Shane Bauer, Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg, and filmmaker Jacqueline Olive, whose award-winning documentary Always in Season premiered on PBS in February. In light of the success and as the number of applicants rises, Wilsey says the fellowship is widening its lens.
We are expanding our support of documentary filmmakers, so we anticipate more filmmakers coming to campus within the next year as well. We'll definitely continue our focus on professional development and bringing visiting speakers and workshop leaders here as well.
Stay tuned to WAMC for upcoming interviews with some of this year's Logan Fellows. Given the coronavirus pandemic, the Cary Institute postponed the arrival of its second round of candidates, which had been set for March 23rd. Reporting from Rensselaerville for WAMC, I'm Jesse King.